Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I was watching CNN last night after the baseball game when Scott Jennings was on, and there was a woman by the name of Johanna Mosca, and they were fighting about Iran and all this stuff. And I'm telling you, and I'm not the only one that felt this way because there were a couple of people that were tweeting about this, I'm relatively convinced that she was liquored up on set. Maybe she was trying to calm her nerves. So there's a little bit of a reference to this in this soundbite if you hear what Jennings says at the end.
I worked for an anti-war president, and I saw... No, he was. He ran against...
How many countries did you bomb the crap out of?
Well, that's what I'm going to say,
Lord have mercy.
Like, no. Like you guys didn't just use bombs for diplomacy?
Do you want to put the scorecards up against each other?
I'm happy
bombs
to put up scorecards.
You all are the key.
I got lots of scorecards.
So she actually worked in the Obama administration. Curtis Houck is with us, who is the managing editor of Newsbusters. I don't know if you featured any of her audio last night, but that was pretty epic, and I think she may have had a few before she joined the set. How are you, Curtis?
Good to be with you, as always. Not sure about that. I mean, here's the thing. Here's a little bit behind the scenes here that I can say. Johanna Mosca used to be a News Nation contributor, but I don't know whether they didn't renew her contract or let her go or whatnot. So she's kind of a free agent out there. So she's now free to appear on other networks. And this is the first time I saw her pop up on CNN. So, you know, you enter the bright lights of CNN Thunderdome and you're trying to make a name for yourself.
Yeah, and I didn't know who she was, so that's interesting because I had to look her up. But this was a great line. Listen to this.
I'm just saying, you're popping champagne. Oh, Trump, I'm taking my victory lap over here, and I think it's a little premature. That's all I'm saying.
It's a victory lap for American
Which
leadership.
Of us is popping champagne?
Yeah, he says, Jennings says at the end, which of us is popping champagne? An interesting
she
question.
I got to say, though, I would watch News Nation, and I still do because it's, doesn't like raise my blood pressure, and so I can watch the news with my wife without getting angry, so that kind of is good for everybody. And she would be on there and she would be very, like, you know,
moderate.
very chill,
yeah, right,
not like yelling. I mean, yes, she'd be bashed up with Republicans a lot of the time, but it wouldn't be fisticuffs. So yeah, I mean, I, you know, she's at the very least trying to get attention for herself to get a piece of that Scott Jennings clickety click. But, you know, I think I'm more embarrassed for more than anything else.
Let me ask about News Nation. It's interesting. Just over the weekend, I was having a conversation when News Nation first came on, and News Nation sort of, you know, was billing themselves as the, you know, the news source that didn't have bias, if you will, in the aftermath of Fox and CNN. Let's try something different. And I did an interview with one of the anchors who I don't even know is there. And I thought, well, this is interesting. And I watched them. And I think Elizabeth Vargas is there, who graduated from my alma mater, the University of Missouri. And I just haven't really gone back to News Nation. So how do you think News Nation is actually doing these days? Are they doing what they set out to do successfully?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're inching their way up. I mean, they have some really good correspondents, people that I like. I mean, they have some people that I disagree with, but there's not any, like, deranged nonsense going on there. I mean, Fredo Cuomo is the big grab there. They have Geraldo. I mean, they have a few people that have been cast off from different networks over the years. Elizabeth Vargas from ABC News being one of them. But I really like a lot of their folks there. Jorge Ventura and Ali Bradley are their two border correspondents. Jorge came from the Daily Caller. Ali's done a bunch of independent journalism and different things like that, was an anchor in the Fox affiliate in my back in my home area, Pennsylvania. And I think they have some good people at the White House and whatnot. Leland Vitter, I really like.
Oh, he used to work here in St. Louis. St. Louis guy, Leland Vitter.
It was great. It was great. So I think if I'm going to, like, tell people to, like, watch a channel and they don't want to, like, throw their remote at the TV, you know, give them a try.
I might have to go back.
For, like, 10 minutes.
I think the reason that I monitor Fox all day, but I can't help myself these days because I want to see what the reaction is like on CNN. And Saturday night, after all this happened with the B2s in Iran, I had to watch, and Jake Tapper's up there, and he's talking with, I don't even know who the host was at the time, but they seemed kind of lost in how to cover that story. Did you notice that at all?
Exactly. Yes. That's exactly right, Mark. You know, but I think I love these kinds of stories. I love this because when things come out of nowhere, they are kind of left to their own, like, minds and their own volition to kind of figure out what they want to do before all the talking points can get lined up.
Yes, exactly.
So I love those couple of stories. Everyone notices, you know, you think back, I mean, this was obviously terrible, but you think back to COVID. The very beginning of the pandemic, whatever you think about it, it didn't feel like the media coverage was entirely partisan at first. They were like, they didn't know what was going on. This was scary for everybody, and we're all in this together. Folks that were alive, listeners that were around during 9/11 might have noticed or recall the same thing in a lot of ways. But weeks, months went by. Things started getting more partisan, and sure enough, that's where we got. You know, but it was, I do enjoy, just as a change of pace, when these people are caught with the proverbial pants down and they don't have, like, preset talking points, because it just shows how dumb some of these people are, Mark, that they can't, like, automatically think for themselves. They need these narratives put in front of them and spoon-fed to them, that, you know, when they don't have anything in front of them, they have to think. And sometimes what they have to say is the honest truth, where they're willing to say attaboy or give credit or at least take a breath and figure the facts out first. By facts, of course, they mean their own.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you featured this one, but I aired this a little earlier because this was Dana Bash with Aaron Burnett. And of course, we have a regime in Iran that's chanted death to America for decades and decades. But listen to this question here.
The question is whether or not the calm can remain when the regime is that is still there, who wants death to America, death to Israel, stays in place. And that is part of the discussion, right?
Yes, absolutely part of the discussion. And, you know, I remember, Dan, at one point being in Tehran years ago, and they're chanting death to America all around me, even as I say, oh, I'm an American reporting for CNN, and they were happy to speak to me. So that those two sort of jarring realities of the chant and yet the friendliness have existed together.
I don't even know what to say about that, but that kind of illustrates the point I think you were just making, right?
Yeah, I'm the one who flagged this. You know what? I can share this with you, Mark. You know what I was doing? I was listening on Sirius XM on my way back today during Inside Politics from my therapist. I had just gone for my monthly therapy visit, and I had CNN on, and I could not believe it. I, like, had to keep myself, like, don't swerve off the road, Curtis. Like, you were just like, oh, my gosh. I'm, like, shooketh.
Right.
By what I was hearing, I couldn't believe that. So as soon as I got back, I was like, oh my gosh, I got to tweet this. I couldn't believe it.
Hey, you know what? They may chant death to America. They don't mean it, though. They love us, at least if you're a CNN reporter. That was a good one to flag.
They're just doing it. It's just a thing that everybody does. It's peer pressure.
Hey, I've never asked you this question, but before I let you go, I was curious. You mentioned Pennsylvania. You went to Penn State, right?
Yes.
Have you ever gone down the rabbit hole on John Ziegler, who's a friend of mine's a podcast on Sandusky with the benefit of hindsight?
I mean, I have thought about that a little bit. You know, it's definitely interesting. I don't think I'm really willing to entertain the stuff about Sandusky himself.
Well, you know what, though?
And John knows, too. You know, he knows how I feel, too, going back many years. But I know at least on the Paterno angle of things that I
might be some even agreement
as a student
there.
At the time. I was a student at the time, actually, when that happened.
Well, the thing about John, and I've known him for a long time, and I understand hesitancy, and it's one thing, you know, to talk about.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sandusky and all these crimes that may have been committed. But for you in particular, because you talk about the media, the thing that really applies is the, you know, the media not addressing some serious, no matter what happened, no matter what the facts are, I think we can agree that the media did not do its job in that particular situation. And that pattern has continued with a lot of different stories over the years, even in sports journalism, maybe more so in sports journalism. And I don't really get that.
Well, I will just say that, you know, as a student at the time, I remember just the harassment, you know, the dividing line between the campus and the downtown State College area for weeks was just lined with news vans. And there were national news crews, reporters walking around campus trying to shove microphones in the faces of students. And, you know, it's a 40,000 student campus, and it was eerie for weeks how quiet campus was. People would just change classes, and it didn't have the normal life. It was just zombies almost walking around. And I was there the night of the riot as well, too. Students tore down lampposts, smashed windows, flipped a local news van.
Good times at Penn State. All right. And I think a lot of us at the time thought, man, it's going to take forever to Penn State to recover. And they did recover, I think, in athletics rather quickly in particular. Curtis, always great to have you on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
All right. Check out his Twitter feed and also Newsbusters at the Media Research Center.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. and new this year. Download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.